My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Bill Flores. He is a freshman representing the Lone Star State's 17th Congressional District, and he is also a member of the House Natural Resources Committee. We wanted to get his thoughts on what is clearly becoming a major issue for Americans, not just a political issue, but a daily grind for folks as they look at the average price at the pump climbing day by day now, and the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded now north of $3.70 per gallon nationwide, and many areas even more than that. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
It's great to be with you, Greg.
What are you hearing from your constituents about gas prices and how it's impacting their daily lives?
Well, they're fairly angry at this point. They feel like the president has sold them down the road for a bunch of fancy latte environmentalists and Hollywood types, and using their hard-earned taxpayer dollars to fund projects like Solyndra. So they're pretty upset about it. You know, these higher gas prices are hurting the farmers, the teachers, the factory workers in my district. And these are the people that have already been hurt by the Obama economy. And so it's just another, they feel like they just can't get their head above water because one policy after another seems to hurt them.
The Secretary of Energy testified a little bit earlier this week up on Capitol Hill. He was specifically asked whether one of the administration's chief priorities was to lower gas prices. He said no, the chief goal is to reduce American dependency on oil. What did you make of that response?
Well, it's typical of what you'd hear coming from this administration. The other thing the president said just yesterday, which I found to be fascinating, is he said, we can't drill our way out of this, and those people that say we can drill our way out of this problem don't know what they're talking about. Well, I beg to differ. I've spent more years in the energy business than he spent when you collectively add up his time as a community organizer and as a state legislator in Illinois and as a senator and as president. And that's the first thing. I mean, there are people out here that know more about it than he does. The second thing, which is even more important, is the tangible evidence that you can drill your way out of issues like this. And we have an example right here in the United States, and it's natural gas. 2 years ago, natural gas was selling for about $5 per MCF. And today, it's around $2.40 an MCF. And we've got so much natural gas that the producers are actually talking about exporting it. So it just goes to show you how out of touch the president and his administration are with everyday Americans. Our hardworking taxpayers working hard every day, and they're really disappointed in the direction the president's going. If you the other thing, if you listen to what his energy secretary said a few years ago, he said that he'd like to see our gasoline prices approach the levels in Europe, and that's $8 or $9 a gallon. The president himself, when he was running for office, said that electricity prices would necessarily skyrocket under his plans.
We're talking with the Texas Congressman Bill Flores, and sir, as you mentioned, you spent a great deal of time in the energy industry, serving at the highest levels of different companies in the energy industry. If you were still in that position, what's the most important thing that Washington could do to make your life easier and give you incentive to produce more?
Well, there are basically a handful of things. This is not rocket science. It's not that hard to get us in a position where we can have greater energy security. The first thing I would do is I would quit attacking the energy companies that are out there trying to invest billions of dollars a year in producing good American energy. So quit saying that they're not paying their fair share of taxes when they're one of the most heavily taxed industries in the country. Actually provide a fairer, flatter, simpler tax system for all companies, not only energy companies, but all companies, so that we can start growing our economy. The second thing is roll back the regulators that are trying to attack fracking and every other aspect of the energy business. Get them to go back to where we were in 2008 before he unleashed them all. And then the third thing, which is also very important, is give these companies access to the resources that are owned by the public, that are owned by the hardworking American taxpayers. And that's our offshore waters, that's ANWR, that's the public lands that could be used for oil shale drilling, which is turning out to be a great source of potential energy solutions for us in the future. And quit giving our money away to projects like Solyndra. And then the last thing, which is really the easiest, and that is approve the Keystone Pipeline.
What impact do you think this could have short term on gas prices? Folks are looking for quick solutions. I know sometimes that's not possible. The president certainly says there are no silver bullets.
Well, I don't know that those five solutions are a silver bullet, but you don't need a silver bullet. You just got to have a common sense way of looking at the world the way most Americans do that are suffering when they fill up every day. My guess is that within a year of implementing these solutions, that we could have gas prices back down around $3. And I think in about 3 years, we could have them back down in the $2.50 to $3 range and averaging $2.75.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Bill Flores. And, sir, another issue I'm sure you've got quite a reaction to is that the president says that this is exactly the time where, after a century of tax subsidies, it's time for the oil companies to not get those breaks any longer. What do you make of that proposal, and what would the impact be?
Well, let's go through some facts. I did some analysis yesterday and looked at Exxon's financial statements versus Apple computers. We all love the products that Apple produces, and they're great products. But let's talk about profits. Before we talk about that, let's talk about the word subsidy. A subsidy is when you write a check giving away taxpayer dollars to a company like Solyndra, which was financed by the president's supporters. That's a subsidy. When you allow a company, whether it's General Motors or Exxon or Apple, to be able to recover the cost of their capital investment or the cost they pay to the salaries they pay to their employees, that's a tax deduction. And so he's trying to use wordsmithing to change a deduction to a subsidy. He's the only one giving out the subsidies, and he's given, like I said, to the companies like Solyndra. So let's go through a couple of numbers here. Last year, Exxon made 8.4% profit on its revenues. So it made $41 billion on $468 billion in revenues. Apple had about one-fourth of revenues at $108 billion, but it made $26 billion. So almost, made about two-thirds of the profit that Exxon did, but it had a profit margin of 24%, almost three times higher than Exxon. So that means if you applied that profit margin to a barrel of oil for Exxon, that means they made about $9 for that barrel of oil, $8 or $9 for the barrel of oil. If you look at how much Apple made on an iPad, it means they made about $144. Now, does that mean that Apple made too much money? No, it doesn't. Does that mean we ought to go tax Apple more and at the same time tell them to produce more iPads at lower cost? Of course not. The American people can see through that. What we need is to quit bashing the energy companies that are working hard every day and investing billions of dollars in capital to grow our energy supply, and give them a fair playing field to invest with, the same as we'd give to Apple or General Motors or anybody else.
Last question before we let you go, sir. You mentioned the Keystone Pipeline. Any other items on the congressional agenda right now that either mirrors some of the proposals you mentioned earlier or addresses this problem in another way?
Well, actually, just 2 weeks ago, we passed a series of energy bills that it would be great if the Senate would take them up and if the president would sign them. That opens access to offshore waters for drilling. It opens access to the Alaska National Wildlife Reserve refuge for drilling. And it also streamlines the process for drilling on public lands for oil shale opportunities. That's a common sense item that the American people would like to see. Everything the president does, he does based on polls. The American people, if you look at the polling, the American people think that, by a large margin, think these are the things that we ought to do, similar to the fact that you've got about 75% of the Americans supporting the Keystone Pipeline. If he only governed by polling, I mean, he'd pay attention to what the American people are saying they want done, and these are common sense things.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
It's great to talk to you, Greg, and I look forward to visiting with you again in the future.
Same here, sir. Take care. Texas Republican Congressman Bill Flores represents his state's 17th congressional district. He is a member of the House Natural Resources Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.